Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Well, we just reached 37,000 feet on a bumpy ride from Winnipeg to Denver. I'm coming home. Bongino boils over on Riley. Never trusted O'Reilly, frankly. He has always seemed to be a rhino to me. He has called Bongino a fanatic. Bongino calls O'Reilly, well, let's see here. F hashtag closing parenthesis, percent sign, open parenthesis, F hashtag, star, percentage sign, open parenthesis, F hashtag U, hashtag, ampersand, at sign, percentage symbol, F, hashtag U, star, circumplex, any number of exclamation points in there. Let's just give it an exponent of 10. Those of you who remember the old comic strip trick of expressing profanity, you can understand what I'm trying to convey here. Bongino went scorched earth on O'Reilly, and while I have really little or no appreciation for the stylization, I certainly understand the sentiment. Blood test before the debate. If Trump had demonstrated half the half-wittedness of Biden during his term, well, they would have 25th him long ago. Now, what's going on here? There are several theories floating about trying to explain the inexplicable. Why did the Democrats ever throw in with Biden? And why did they continue changing his diapers? I might just as well throw my theory into the mix. Will Johnson actually do it? Will he pull the trigger? Will he take the DOJ to court, as he claims he will, and insist that Garland honor the authority of the Congress and answer their subpoena, as they required Navarro and Bannon to do? I can tell you how to get justice. Give Garland the Trump treatment, and I'll explain. Okay, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
My friends, my voice is still not at 100%, but it certainly has much improved. You pray I'll be at full strength tomorrow for church. Bongino boils over on, what's that guy's name? O'Reilly. I never think about him. I hardly remember. What, wasn't he on Fox at some time? Never trusted O'Reilly, really. Said so many times on my radio show when he was popular. Lately, he has ingratiated himself with the left by calling Bongino a fanatic. Tried that on Rush once. So Bongino calls O'Reilly, never mind, all kinds of comic strip representation of profanity. And yeah, it was scorched earth on O'Reilly. Bongino literally called him out. I mean, flame broiled him. I mean, you know, like a barroom scene when some guy won't stop hitting on your girl and he takes a swing at you when you tell him to knock it off. And he goes all biting on you, right? Says, you want a piece of me? you want to take this outside? You say, why wait for outside? And you bust his nose open, right? Watch his eyes cross as they roll back into his head. So he's looking right square into the face of his own stupidity, struggling to find his balance, and finally, lights go out, and he collapses on the floor. O'Reilly is Biden in this story, picking a fight with a bulldog Bongino. can you believe that idiot, O'Reilly? He thinks the Democrats are reasonable and rational, and of course would not want illegals to vote. And then he calls those of us who know that's exactly what the open borders are about, fanatics. You know, like Trump, Bongino is not the target. You are. No, 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 Mr. Brave Masseur. O'Reilly was talking to Bongino. You think so? Really? You have not caught on yet. You still think this is about Trump or Bongino or Alex Jones, for that matter, or J6 insurrectionists, or saving democracy? If so, you are most certainly not a regular Brain Massage listener. So stay tuned. Allow me to help you get this right. Biden, and I've never been proud of America, Michelle, with his America is no longer a Christian nation husband. Think about that. Biden's clean black man. Remember that? Oh, yeah, that's what Biden called Obama. Hillary and her little boy, Billy the Rat. Read Year of the Rat, the story of how Bill Clinton sold America to the Chinese communists. Soros, who betrayed his own people during the Holocaust and is betraying all Western powers today, driven by greed and hatred, has established a reputation for being the destroyer of nations, with America in his crosshairs today, fading fast, by the way, toward eternity and meeting his maker. Who knows? Maybe he'll pull a deathbed conversion. Perhaps that's what God's watching for. Then there's Gates, you know. Gates is still seething against America for what they did to him and his Microsoft company. Some of you were around when that went down. Then there's the unnamed manipulators hiding behind Oz's curtain, pulling the levers, pushing the buttons, blowing their smoke into the mirrors that they set up in the so-called mainstream media, more like Marxist socialist media. Don't forget inside Trader Pelosi and Will of the People defying Newsom. Yeah, that's a long list. These people hate America as founded. Thank you, Rush. They are all about reversing the Declaration. These people hate the white man's Constitution, you know, the one that brought about emancipation and has been a model of freedom for the whole world, the end of slavery. These people are bent on destroying America as founded, and protecting their hold on power to control the honeypot, you know, the federal printing presses. Yeah, so they can print multiple billions and then siphon off their share, hundreds of millions, into their own wicked pockets with bewildering sleight of hand tricks. Who can keep track of all this? I'll tell you who. No one. And there's no accounting for where all that money goes. It's happening in California, too, my friend. One example, hundreds of millions spent on the train that goes nowhere with no accounting, no track of their spending. I want a full accounting, and I want to know if they bought materials from China. They're supposed to buy only USA-made products. What do you want to bet China got their hands into the taxpayers' pockets with Newsom's help and the rest of them? And then Newsom and the rest of them got their hands in China's pockets. You want to know how these crooks get rich in politics? You want to know how Obama went into the White House worth $1.3 million and came out worth $70 million? How Bush 1 went in at $4 million and came out with $23 million? How his son Bush 2 doubled his net worth from $20 million to $40 million? How Carter went in at $2.3 million, came out with $10 million? But these guys were pikers compared to Clinton. Oh, man, the Clintons went in at $1.3 million and came out with $241.5 million. Did you hear me, friend? They went in with $1.3 million, like Obama did. Only these guys came out with $241.5 million. Now, how did that happen? What did these people do for the money? And by the way, Trump went in with $3 billion. He came out with $2.3 billion, a net loss of $700 million. And he never took a salary check from the American people to boot. That's right, he gave it all away. Oh, yeah. It's money, money, money by the pound. Follow the money, honey. Except for Trump, that is. He went in the most wealthy and came out with the greatest loser. What did these presidents do in terms of money, what did these presidents do to earn so many millions of dollars? I think the American people have a right to know and deserve to know what exactly did the Obamas, the Clintons, Carter, all the rest of them, what did they do? What did they do to make all this money? How did Obama go from 1.3 to 70 million in 8 years? How did the Clintons go from 1.3 to 241.5 million? Now, I want a full accounting. Let's take a look at their tax records. I want full disclosure. They worked for us when they made all this money. The Biden-Trump debates are coming soon. Should Trump demand a blood test before the debate? If Trump had demonstrated half the half-wittedness of Biden during his term, well, they would have 25th him long time ago. What's going on here? Several theories have been floated about trying to explain what is really inexplicable. Why the Democrats ever throw in with this loser, plagiarist, and why do they? I don't know. They just need to be glued to this guy, and now they're stuck changing his diapers. So I might as well throw my theory into the mix. So listen up as I develop this. Along with a related story, will Johnson actually do it? Will he pull the trigger? Will he light the fuse? Will Johnson throw David's stone at Goliath? Will he thrust Phineas' javelin? Will he drop the hammer? Has he got the guts to do it? Will he fire the torpedoes, zap the mosquitoes, zonk the Bidenistas, El Kabong the Dems, Acme rocket the coyotes? Okay. Each of those statements actually have some reference to real news, but I don't have time to go into all that. I've run past the goal line on this one. I get it. I made the point at throw David Stone, I think. Well, will he? House Speaker Johnson said he would. He said he would be certifying the contempt reports to the United States Attorney for the District of Columbia. He said, we will also move to enforce the subpoena of Attorney General Garland in federal court. Now brace yourself for a surge of outrage to explode like a Bongino boil. Pinched too hard. Anyway, remember that the same Department of Injustice that prosecuted then Trump advisors, White House advisors, Navarro and Bannon, for refusing to testify against a legitimate president claiming executive privilege. Remember that? Well, they're sitting in jail right now. Garland now has defied a congressional subpoena claiming executive privilege on the part of Joe Biden, just like Navarro and Bannon did during Trump's presidency. But where's Garland? Yeah, well, he's still at work, isn't he? The corrupt Biden misnamed Justice Department has the audacity to explain why it refuses to prosecute Garland for contempt in this way. Quote, consistent with long-standing tradition and uniform practice, these guys, the department has determined that the responses by Attorney General Garland to the subpoenas issued by the committee did not constitute a crime. And accordingly, the department will not bring the congressional contempt citation before a grand jury or take any other action to prosecute the attorney general, end quote. The continued and rising pressure on the Biden administration to release the audio of that HER interview is based on the Biden incapacity argument, ruling that Biden is guilty as charged, that, however, a jury is likely to see Biden as a, quote, doddering, forgetful old man, incapable of criminal intent, end quote. Excuse me? The increasing pressure on this point, releasing the audio of that interview, is going to invariably prepare the Bidenistas for the inevitable. It is going to result, I think, in 25-ing that Biden out. It appears they're tooling up to bring Michelle Obama forward as the candidate to replace him. Or some say to replace Kamala, to give the Bidenistas hope that, you know, Biden's soon going to go out and we'll get Michelle in there. Others claim it's going to be Hillary. You did notice, however, with regard to Michelle, she has made some very public and very political moves lately. While her office continues to deny she has any intention to enter the race for president, they do qualify for president, not for vice president. But anyway, she is sure busy going public with her political views, weighing in heavy into the election cycle this year. She gives the keynote speech on the first night of the Democratic National Convention, not Obama. And she's opining on America in a speech the Democrats are hailing as oratorically powerful as her husband's iconic 2016 DNC convention address. She is pleading for a peaceful transfer of power, she says, and the importance that we preserve our, quote, democratic traditions, end quote. Her late foray into the public eye belies her 2022 statement, insisting that once our time is up, we move on. She is insisting it's fantasy to say Democrats will replace Joe Biden, but methinks she doth protest too much. The way these guys work, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they were setting this up for Michelle to replace Kamala as a way of shoring up their base against the landslide of support they're losing to Trump. Anyway, so here's my take on this. First, look, I've been saying for months that Biden's doddering old man shtick was a ruse, or is a ruse, to prepare a soft landing for Biden's removal from office and to protect him from prosecution. It's already worked exactly like that once. If he loses, that was a test, I think. If he loses the protection of the presidency, he wants assurance, a backup plan, that he will not be indicted on his crimes against America and his treasonous ties to the Chinese communists. We are watching now as even the Democratic, a propaganda organization called the MSM, is beginning to chip away at Biden's credibility as a viable candidate, as if that needed any help. Is this their gambit to turn the king, quote unquote, into a weak and worthless pawn and then sacrifice him? That's how Democrats, and that word means something, by the way. It refers to the rule of devils through the children of disobedience. And the devils are, above every other evil thing, liars. But this would be just like Democrat political chess, to weaken the king to the status of a sacrificial pawn and then retire him from the board. Total cheaters and traitors to our republic. Remember the argument that was used to take the barbs out of the hooks of justice and to give that piker Biden a fighting chance to wiggle off the hook, to slip the hook of justice, as it were, was this doddering old man defense. I think this was the setup. Remember, the special investigator appointed to dig up the truth about Biden's gross violations of laws forbid him from taking top secret documents, right? And did so right under the nose of Obama. The defense was this. Well, he's a doddering old man. It's the doddering old man of defense. It's a new thing the Dems have invented. They invent new laws, you say. That's what they do. That's how they got Trump tangled up in this thing going on right there in New York. And why? Well, no doubt because Biden has a Democrat party in a pickle. They can't win with him, at least not legally. And for some reason, he owns them, man. They owe him somehow. Somehow he's a shield hiding them from something. And cheating as outrageously as they did in 2020, that's going to be a problem now. Too many people, too many eyes are watching. And Trump's popularity has grown exponentially even since then. As Biden's popularity continues to tank, if Biden loses the protections of the presidency, well, he needs somebody that'll get in who will be motivated to protect him from indictment, to protect themselves from whatever it is he knows or whatever it is he's got on that party. Are they creating a doddering old man defense for Biden? Well, I think that's exactly what's going on. Just in case he loses. They can't afford to have him out rolling out there loose cannon, spilling the beans on him, revealing what he, right? I think that's what's happening here. It's almost the only thing that can explain all this. They cannot afford to have him indicted and in court spilling the beans. Revealing all the crimes that they've attempted to manufacture and put on Trump are actually crimes that they've committed. They're setting up an escape route. I wonder, really, what does Biden have on these people? Did they also benefit personally from the Biden crime family enterprise? I wonder. Does he have something on them? What else explains this? Why they even elevated him to the position of vice president in the first place? Against Obama's better judgment and wishes, by the way. The guy has always been a loser. And yet he keeps, quote unquote, winning. So how does that happen? Remember, Special Prosecutor Herr concluded, quote, our investigation uncovered evidence that President, alleged, or Biden, willfully retained and disclosed classified materials after his vice presidency when he was a private citizen. However, because, quote, Mr. Biden will likely present himself to the jury, as he did during his interview with our office, as a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory, it would be difficult to convince a jury they should convict him. By then, a former president, who will be at least well into his 80s, of a serious felony that requires a mental state of willfulness, end quote. What a bunch of bunk. Boy, there's a new low for setting the bar of justice. First, my friends, it may be demonstrated with irrefutable evidence that Joe was perfectly competent at the time he committed his crimes, And if they can juice him up to give a State of the Union address or his Nazi-esque speech threatening MAGA patriots or to debate Trump, well, they can juice him up to stand trial for his crimes. And second, since when did justice remove its blindfold and bow to political pressure to judge by appearances? Jesus the King said, judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment. John 7:24. I can tell you how to get justice. Just give Biden the Trump treatment. In Biden's case, you would try him in a MAGA-friendly court with a MAGA-friendly judge in a MAGA-friendly state with a MAGA-friendly jury. That's all, folks. That's all done. Biden's cooked. And not because I'm talking about tit for tat. No, you misunderstand me. I'm talking about what is becoming more clear every day. Democrats are, it's impossible for them to do justice and judgment and with equity and truth. Democrats are diseased with corruption. They, I mean, as a party, as a whole, we've got it in the Republican Party too, but the entire Democrat Party, certainly its leadership and then all the rest who support it, the dupes, have sold out to Satan, man. They're sold out to lies, deception, perversity. It's true. Either as perpetrators of the lies and the perversity or as enablers of the liars and the perverts. Now, I'm talking about behavior that for decades was understood as evidence of mental disorders because it was so obviously contrary to nature itself. And not just decades, centuries, millennia. No one who accepts the idea that a man can have a baby is sane. They are manifestly demented. And anyone who supports this nonsense is wicked and by definition perverse. Anyone that would mutilate a young boy to accommodate this sickness is themselves sick, sick in their mind and damned in their soul. And it turns out that it's all coming from the same root that has perverted so-called Democrat politics, and that is the love of money. It's the root of all evil. The reason all you need to do to get justice is to try Garland and the DOJ and Biden in a MAGA state with a MAGA jury is because then you'll get an honest judge and an honest jury who will conduct an honest trial. MAGA folk will judge righteous judgment. Yeah, that's how you get a fair and honest trial. Get sane people with a Christian conscience taking care of the trial. That's when you'll get a fair trial, agreeable to the Constitution, which was cooked within the context of a Christian culture. You go ahead and give a jury, true to the Constitution, true to court proceedings and precedent, you can give them genuine, lawful instructions. Then you won't have a wicked, hell-bound hound, a vomit-licking, muck-rooting, money-grubbing fiend of hell, controlled attorney, general, making up laws, and then a judge disallowing valid testimony, all the antics that went on in that courtroom, and then giving convoluted, self-contradicting instructions to a biased, and I mean an openly biased jury. Well, that's what you get in a Democrat state. You get the kind of justice in a Democrat state that you get an economy in a Democrat state, ruined, destroyed, decadent, foul, perverse. That's what you get. You get streets lined with defecation, like Frisco. You get Chicago. You get New York. That's what you get. And that's the kind of justice you get, too. You can let a MAGA jury deliberate freely, knowing they will obey honest instructions and will not collaborate with their MAGA-friendly family. By the way, they'll obey the rule. Remember, the New York jury was given a long recess all of a sudden, and I knew what they were doing, collaborating to shore up a certainty of conviction. Needed time to work that jury, and it came out that at least one of the jurors, it was exposed as violating the rules and talking to family about the case. But look, to get real justice, get a MAGA jury in a MAGA state with a MAGA judge. We won't need to worry about that business because MAGA is about the Constitution. MAGA is about America as founded. MAGA is about truth and justice and the good old American way. That's what MAGA Americans believe. You know, back when Captain America's shield was not defiled by the wicked woke, besmirched by political correctness and progressive bias, unfettered by dark money of the mammon worshiping likes of Soros, Gates, and their humanity-hating handlers controlling the World Economic Forum, the UN, and yes, NATO. Even NATO has been corrupted by these unreasonable and wicked people. People that are controlled by the spirit of the beast, the Antichrist, worshippers of Baphomet, that feed themselves on trafficking women and children, a multi-billion dollar a year enterprise, love of money, friend, preying on our children with fentanyl, a Chinese communist attack on our youth, and the Biden administration and all that crowd, wink at it and just let it go. A Chinese communist attack on our youth, friends, and then crossing the border with tens of thousands of soldier-aged Chinese, destroying our youth with their gender confusion and mutilation. It's all about the worship of mammon. Follow the money, honey. Hold on for the break. I'll be right back.
Senior Care Authority is an elder care consulting company that specializes in placements in assisted living, memory care, independent living, that kind of thing. But one of the things that we have that's signature to our company is a program called Beyond Driving with Dignity. The creator of that program is Matt Gerwell, and he'll be coming on Tuesday, June 25th from 5 to 7 p.m. in Pismo Beach. Beyond Driving with Dignity is the name of the program. It was developed to help bring a peaceful solution to the complex, sensitive, and emotional senior driving issue when that senior gets to the point where they possibly should be giving up their driving. And it's a horrible thing for the senior because they feel like they're giving up their independence. However, the beauty of our program is that it helps the senior to kind of stay in the driver's seat, so to speak, in their mind, because they're getting to make the decision. Our program that evening is called Sips, Snacks, and Solutions for Seniors, and we'll be focusing on our Beyond Driving with Dignity program, 2241 Price Street, Pismo Beach, in the parking lot of the Seacrest Hotel, the banquet room underneath the Blast and Brew. My phone number is 805-299-1211, and my email is Terry, T-E-R-R-I, at seniorcareauthority.com.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, Master of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singing the enemies on the march. An enemy that would steal from us our liberties. My, aren't they hard at work to do that right now? My voice is still a little weak. You continue praying for me. I appreciate it. And I know I went real long in that first segment. Done that in the last couple of shows. But, you know, I just made a commitment years ago. When the prophet's boil begins to boil over, just let it roll. Now, some of you might wonder, where did Jerry's sense of humor go? Well, I haven't lost it. But I'll tell you what has changed. It's become absurd to laugh at this any longer. Favor shown to the wicked only increases their boldness, and making light of it, friend, at this point especially, it just becomes itself a sort of enabling of their wickedness. No, it's time that we got very serious about our situation and get focused on taking California out of the hands of these unreasonable and wicked people. And after we get California freed up from these muck dwellers, we need to take the nation from them. It's time for the Christians to use their influence as salt and light to bring at least a little piece of that peace on earth that God offered to this world through his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, the King of kings and Lord of lords. It's time we awake to righteousness and right this ship before it sinks and drags this nation right into hell, where every nation goes that forgets God. Now, I'm on my flight from Denver to LAX and another layover before I finally get to Santa Barbara, and then that drive home where I'll be working to produce this show and get it posted. I want to know how Obama entered the White House with a net worth of about $1.3 million and came out with a net worth of $70 million. I want an audit. I want his taxes brought out for public scrutiny. I want the Biden crime family investigated by MAGA Americans who will look honestly at his payola from communist China. I want to know what he did for that money. And I want that done now. The World Economic Forum is hard at work, and Trudeau is a faithful servant to the globalists. As you know, I was in Canada all week there to participate in the annual Intercessor Ministries board meeting under Dr. Benny Beckham, evangelist, prayer evangelist, and to do some fishing. And we had a wonderful time. And I must say, I did not see any 15-minute cities there on the Winnipeg River or Pointe du Bois while pulling out of that river a 28-inch pike, my friend. But I understand that 15-minute cities are now being rolled out in Canada, in Edmonton, and where it's about to be divided into 15 districts as part of the globalist push to roll out these 15-minute cities worldwide. Meanwhile, Muslim immigrants threaten Canadians. Soon, they said, we will be in the majority because we have many children, and we will impose Sharia. That's their goal. Now, we don't want homosexuals in Islam, end quote. This is what they said. Don't you find it interesting that Trudeau and Biden are all rainbow, you know, a six-color rainbow? Not the seven-colored rainbow of God that betokens his promise, but the six-colored rainbow of man, missing a color. Perhaps the color that equates to common sense, morality, gender clarity. So Trudeau and Biden, and all of them, posture like they are all pro-queering Canada and America, and yet, at the same time, they kowtow to the radical queer-hating Muslims. What do you think about that? Do you think Muslims are leaving Sharia-controlled countries to find freedom in the West? No, they're coming here to invade and set up Sharia. The objective is focused on destroying Christian America by the likes of Trudeau and Biden and that crowd. It's the only thing that explains this. And replacing it with their secularist vision of utopia. The only way to break America is to break Christianity, and they know that. Create an environment that will use queers and abortion to break the spiritual power of Christianity, and then the Muslims to destroy them, to kill them. You know, the queers and the Christians, by the way. And wipe them all out to make way for the Western powers to be put into the hands of secularists who will rise up and destroy all of them. The Muslims, the Christians, the American institutions of liberty and freedom. They want to push America into hell to get her out of their way. The ultimate target, Christianity. It's the only power on earth that can stop them, and they know it. I've lit the lamps, the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net. You better subscribe now, because we're going to be a little dark on the radio here for a little bit till we get this all sorted out. It's confusing, but KUHL has gone dark. So we're working on sorting that out. Meanwhile, we'll still be available on our podcast outreach, but you'll need to go to brainmassage.net to subscribe. So email me from our website, brainmassage.net, or you can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless America. And friend, I'll see you in church.
Call 805-314-2114.